Now, boys and girls, last week, you remember, we saw how King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, became more and more powerful every day that passed. And of course, sadly, the more powerful he became and the greater king he became, the more proud he became as well. And you remember his pride really rose to the height when he decided to build that great idol on the plains of Jura and commanded all the people were to bow down and worship that idol. You remember the three men who didn't bow down, of course, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, the friends of Daniel. You remember how King Nebuchadnezzar was so mad and in a rage about those three men that he threw them into that great fiery furnace. But God delivered them out of the fiery furnace. Well, you would have thought that Nebuchadnezzar would have learned a lesson from what God did with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Maybe he did for a short time. But sad to say, boys and girls, very often, you see, we can learn a lesson from God, but it only lasts for a short time. And if we forget the lesson that God has taught us, then we go on sometimes to do even worse things. Well, Nebuchadnezzar certainly got more and more proud. And the more proud he got then, as his empire extended, grew bigger and bigger, and he conquered more and more people. Well, one night he had a dream. You remember he had a dream before. And this night he had another dream, except this time he remembered his dream. And so he called for Daniel and he said to Daniel, "I've had a dream, but I can't understand the meaning of it." Daniel said, "Well, if you tell me your dream, I'll tell you the meaning of it, as God will give me power to tell you the meaning of it." Nebuchadnezzar says, "I dreamed that there was a great tree that began to grow. And the tree grew bigger and bigger and higher and higher. And the animals came and they sheltered under the branches of this great tree. It nearly filled the whole world." And he said, "The birds, they came and they made their nests in the branches of the tree. The people came from every country in the world and they ate the fruit that came from the tree." And then he says, this very holy person came and said, "Cut down the tree and just leave the stump of the tree in the earth for 7 years. And then at the end of the 7 years, we will see what comes to pass." When King Nebuchadnezzar told Daniel the dream, Daniel just sat absolutely quiet. And in fact, the Bible says that he sat quiet for a whole hour. And Nebuchadnezzar says, "Come on, Daniel, why don't you tell me what the dream means?" And Daniel was afraid to tell him what the dream meant. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel. Tell me exactly what that dream meant." "Well," said Daniel, "the dream means this, O king. You are the tree. The branches, the fruit, all of these things, you are the tree that is growing greater and greater. The voice that comes from heaven means that the tree is going to be cut down. That for 7 years, you're going to lose all your reason. You're going to be like a beast of the field. You're going to eat grass, and your whole appearance is going to be strange." My, when Daniel had told Nebuchadnezzar that dream, Nebuchadnezzar was absolutely mad with Daniel. In fact, he said, "I don't believe your dream." And he dismissed him out of his presence. Well, a whole year passed and nothing happened. And again, boys and girls, isn't it the case that sometimes if we feel, well, nothing has happened to us, even what, in spite of what God says, then we're inclined to think, well, God isn't going to do anything. And a year later, King Nebuchadnezzar was walking through his palace. And as he looked around the palace in the great city, he said, "Is not this the great Babylon that I have built with my own power?" My, his pride just rose higher and higher again. And just as he said those words, a voice from heaven came and said, "Nebuchadnezzar, your kingdom is taken from you." And immediately the Bible says, Nebuchadnezzar couldn't think right. He lost his reason, didn't know who he was. And the people were so afraid that they drove him out of the city of Babylon, out into the fields. And in the fields in the city of Babylon, boys and girls, Nebuchadnezzar began to eat the grass just like an animal. His fingernails grew long, his hair grew long and got matted into his body. He was just like a wild beast. And he was like that for all of those 7 years. And then at the end of 7 years, God came and God gave his reason back to him again. And when God gave his reason back to him again, King Nebuchadnezzar lifted up his voice and his eyes to heaven, and he said, O Lord, thou art the king. There is no king except you. You do your will among the armies of heaven and among the people who live in the earth. There is no king in all the world except the Lord God Almighty. You see, boys and girls, pride is a very, very bad thing. And you know, God doesn't like pride in our hearts. Let me tell you this. One of the reasons why many people don't believe in God is because they are proud. They think they will go to heaven their own way. God says we're to go to heaven his way. And to go to heaven his way, it means that we have to humbly accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have to realize that we are all sinners before God, and that God has given Christ to be our Savior. But as long as we're proud, you see, and you say, oh, well, I can get to heaven myself, or even more proud, and say, I don't even believe in God anyway. God is displeased. God is not pleased with that in your heart and your mind. And so Nebuchadnezzar, very, very proud, of course, and God came. God taught him that terrible lesson about what pride was like. But he learned the lesson. And at the end of it all, he was able to lift up his heart and his voice and say that God is king, the king of all the earth, the king of heaven and earth. There is no king but God himself. And may we always learn not to be proud, but to be humble before God. And when God tells us to do things, may we do those things that God says, with what the Bible says, a humble spirit. That means in the right way, as God tells us.